Drill Crit Podcast. Welcome to, as that robot voice says, the Natural Crit Podcast, and thank you for boldly listening. What are we even talking about? Well, this podcast series is my take on naturopathic medicine, an area I've been studying for about 20 years, including my time in so-called scientific, non-sectarian, naturopathic medical school. My approach is a pairing of scientific skepticism and a deep knowledge of naturopathy's intimate details. In previous episodes of this series, I established that naturopathy is, essentially, a kind of knowledge blending, misrepresentation, and irrationality. I have termed naturopathy both an epistemic conflation, falsely posing itself as an epistemic delineation, and the naturopathological. The science exterior is mixed with what is scientific. Then, that whole muddle is absurdly claimed to be science as an entire category. While particular, sectarian, science-ejected oath obligations and requirements are coded or camouflaged, therein effectively disguising naturopathy's system of beliefs in public view. Naturopathy's ultimate achievement is a profound erosion of scientific integrity and freedom of belief, packaged in the marketing veneer natural and improperly embedded in the academic category science. Episode synopsis. In this two-part Natural Crit Podcast Episode 9, titled, quote, "The Connecticut Naturopathic Physicians Association, CNPA, and a Supposed Modernization of Connecticut Naturopathy," unquote, I will look at naturopathy in Connecticut, particularly because naturopaths here are quite active this 2015 requesting prescriptive rights. I say here because Connecticut, or shall I say in federal prosecutor parlance, Corrupticut, is the state in which I live, and here is where I went to naturopathy school for 4 years. So let me finish sharing with you the virtues of my naturopathic neighbors and their accomplices. Episode question. And my overarching question, as two questions technically for this Naturocrit Podcast Episode 9, is, quote, "If naturopathy at its core violates preponderant modern values concerning the physician-patient relationship, for example, transparency and patient empowerment as opposed to archaic opacity and paternalism, and violates preponderant modern boundaries as regards science, for example, that science is a rather specifically defined epistemic delineation as opposed to an archaic, vague epistemic conflation, can this political process that is happening this 2015 in Connecticut accurately be termed modernization, or is it a kind of corruption?" Unquote. Episode 9, Part 2B, Main Body. I had decided to split the second part of Episode 9 into two parts. I will now summarize what I've put together from Part 1 and Part 2A, so we can then finish this episode with this Part 2B. A preponderance, a summary so far for this Naturocrit Podcast Episode 9. So in sum, and briefly stated, from this Episode 9's preponderance, we found, from Part 1, Connecticut naturopathy's desire for a revised licensure law that would be a supposed, quote, modernization, unquote. Yet Connecticut's state AANP organization, CNPA, doesn't clearly state what naturopathy is all about. An admission by a UBCNM ND graduate that there are some things science can't support, including the central premise, which is what naturopathy is all about. The usual corruption of science, consumer rights, and of informed consent by the residents of naturopathy land, though not being corrupt is written into the ND oath. Theoretical and therapeutic nonsense by that ND and other NDs, as is typical of naturopathy. From Part 2A, UB's fully accredited falsehood at the university doctoral level, aka abject pseudoscience and misrepresentation. Reversed values similar to the ND oaths. Theoretical and therapeutic nonsense, for example, like the claim science subset homeopathy in kind, by UB administrators downwards. Clarity in an out-of-state kind of way concerning the essentially naturopathic and absurd epistemic claims regarding such by way of the trunk of the North American U.S. Naturopathy Tree, NCNM, and Oregon.gov, as well as Bastyr University, shedding light on CNPA's and UB's opacities and mislabelings. So there's a shopping list of some context, some preponderance, in terms of naturopathy's claims, beliefs, and activities, including such in Connecticut, commerce subset science, as a categorical label, subset science exterior nonsense mixed with science. An epistemic conflation, falsely claiming to be an epistemic delineation. I'll call that falsehood an unfair trade, though I am in no way legally schooled, but it sounds good to me. I give you money for something specifically labeled such, and I don't get that such through and through. I get mostly something you know is not that such, mixed with some of that offered such. The product is adulterated. Its contents are corrupted. You offer to sell me wine, and you sell me wine plus mud, with the mud in great quantity. Or, as Dr. Mark Crislip at the Society for Science-Based Medicine is fond of saying, you give me cow pie mixed with apple pie. And the cow part is not beef or milk. It is the scat kind of pie. Therein, there's naturoscatolalia, the shit naturopathy says. This systemic misrepresentation doesn't seem fair one-to-one. And it especially doesn't seem fair when I'm just a little guy private citizen on one side and the misrepresentors are a big private institution with .gov partnership through and through, all with deep coffers. The CNPA video. Anyway, the video. Finally. Andy Gruber asks an apparently rather grumpy Andy Leva in the CNPA video, quote, 2015 legislative update with Dr. Rick Leva, unquote, which runs about 20 minutes and is hosted on Andy Gruber's YouTube account, quote, Cam Wellness Institute, unquote. Quote, why does the law covering the naturopathic scope of practice need to be changed, unquote? ND Leva replies, quote, very simply, the law was enacted in 1923. It is roughly 91 years old, and it has not kept pace with the education and training of naturopathic physicians and therefore needs to be substantially modernized. The Connecticut law is too old. It needs to be brought up to par, like Oregon, unquote. Make contemporary, modernize, get educated. Those are very virtuous. But what's really funny is to think about how not kept pace naturopathy's principles and therapeutics are as compared to modern contemporary medicine, as compared to modern contemporary knowledge, as compared to modern contemporary values. Essentially, in my view, the naturopaths want to veil that old stuff while keeping it and yet pose it as, quote, modern, unquote. It's so simple to see on analysis. And Andy Gruber asks, quote, who do you think is going to benefit from this modernized scope of practice, unquote? Andy Leva replies, quote, patients, patients, patients. The patients are really the biggest recipients of benefit to a modernized law for naturopathic doctors. And the naturopathic medical students at the University of Bridgeport College of Naturopathic Medicine, the school benefits as well, to meet the education mandate that's put out there by the CNME and NDs benefit, unquote. So how again does the public benefit from such a deception as science subset homeopathy and kind? How? I can see how naturopathy hugely benefits from such a corruption of scientific integrity and consumer protections. And I find it ironic that the stuff without integrity, naturopathy, is called integrative medicine. It should be called non-integrity medicine. It has no epistemic integrity. It has no ethical integrity. N.D. Gruber adds, quote, "This is a winning proposition for many different groups, patients, students, because they get better quality education, and the ND doctors who will be able to provide a more comprehensive approach to treatments," unquote. Quality education? How do students, the education consumers, benefit when at the core of all this is what is epistemically false, absurd, and deceptive? Now, specifically regarding the pharmacy expansion, N.D. Leva states, quote, "Natural medicine is our preferred mode of treatment, but there are some cases where people absolutely need drug therapy. The medical doctors have no data, no evidence, no documentation whatsoever that says that any N.D.s cause harm when N.D.s use drug authority in other states. As you may know, most states that license naturopathic physicians have robust drug authority, and drug authority is what we're asking for in this legislative session. What we're after is drug authority. The medical doctors are our largest opposition, claiming we are not educated and trained enough. We're well-trained physicians," said Twice. "We do not pose a public safety threat, a threat to the public safety," unquote. I disagree. When magic beans, unicorn tears, and flying carpets are conflated with what is actually scientifically supported, I think that has the makings of a huge threat to the very basis of modern, contemporary knowledge delineation, and then all that arises from such. When we lie about how we know what we know. N.D. Gruber states, quote, "The medical opposition did not provide any evidence," unquote. So it's interesting that N.D. Leva says that, quote, "evidence," unquote, and, quote, "documentation," unquote, are important when making decisions. And N.D. Gruber mentions, quote, "evidence," unquote, and its importance too. While it is very easy to document how N.D.s are not, quote, "well-trained physicians," unquote, as I hope my Episode 9's preponderance demonstrates. Call them, quote, "metaphysicians," unquote, and I'll begin to concede you are using proper labelings. And that's not just a convenient pun. With their empty remedies and wacko diagnostics, their vital forces, their supernaturalisms. Andy Leva informs us that, quote, "the legislative session doesn't end until the first week in June," unquote. Andy Gruber advises listeners that, quote, "sending more than one letter is very helpful," unquote. Hmm? Is that how scant support is for naturopathy? That they want people to vote twice and such? And again, I must mention, we see in the video that CNPA motto, quote, "vis medicatrix naturae," without contextualization. And that's it for the video. Grumpy, unhelpful, false, and short. State of Connecticut documents. Herein is Connecticut naturopathy's major accomplice. I'd mentioned I'd discuss, quote, "the virtues of my naturopathic neighbors and their accomplices," unquote, in part one of this episode 9. So, what about my state government, which sanctions naturopathy in a .gov kind of way? Well, there are a lot of State of Connecticut naturopathy documents. 2014 testimony by UB's agents to the State of Connecticut. Speaking of naturoscatalalia, I present to you UB and CNPA Naturopath's 2014 testimony before Connecticut's Public Health Committee. I came across this as I was searching cga.connecticut.gov. The document is, quote, "PH Committee Hearing Transcript for March 14th, 2014, unquote. So this is newly discovered, and I consider it a very important document. It ranks right up there with the AANP Alliance document I've cited from in previous Nature Old Crit podcast episodes. You wouldn't think, perhaps, that top dog naturopaths in Connecticut would state patent falsehood to the legislators of Connecticut during a public health committee meeting in the year 2014. And you may not think that such patent falsehood, wrong assertions that naturopathy and its contents is categorically scientific, would be left up on the web by the .gov without even a warning from the .gov placed upon the documents that there be serious falsehoods here. Again, I admire your idealism. Now, the state of Connecticut has a science center. In its, quote, Board of Trustees, unquote, webpage at ctsciencecenter.org, we're told its board members include the current governor, the current mayor of Hartford, and the current STEM director of the Hartford Public School System. And in the document, quote, States of Matter, unquote, ctsciencecenter.org tells us, quote, scientific literacy includes speaking, listening, presenting, interpreting, reading, and writing about science. Scientific inquiry is a thoughtful and coordinated attempt to search out, describe, explain, and predict natural phenomena. Unquote. By the way, the state of Connecticut is not a, quote, lead state partner, unquote, in creating the next generation science standards, wherein naturopathy's vitalism and kind are displayed as an epitome of the science ejected. I am ashamed. Yet, the state of Connecticut Department of Education's document, quote, Position Statement on Science Education, unquote, states, quote, the Connecticut State Board of Education regards scientific literacy as evidence of a high-quality science education. People who are scientifically literate understand core science concepts of life, earth, and physical science, use scientific reasoning, and recognize the interactions among science, technology, and society. Science education teaches students to raise questions, to persevere in search of answers, to reason logically, and to distinguish between unsubstantiated claims and those that have valid and reliable substantiation. All students need opportunities to refine and strengthen their scientific content knowledge and scientific inquiry skills on a continuum from preschool through high school and beyond, unquote. Beyond, like, doctoral health science? Yes, they said, quote, all students need opportunities to refine and strengthen their scientific content knowledge and scientific inquiry skills on a continuum from preschool through high school and beyond to distinguish between unsubstantiated claims and those that have valid and reliable substantiation, unquote. And I will come back to those words. Specifically, the NDs who testified in 2014 were N.D. Brady, a UBCNM Science Subset Naturopathy Subset Homeopathy Administrator, N.D. Leva, our friend from earlier parts, who sits on the UBCNM Advisory Committee, and N.D. Prenguber, who is the current UBCNM Dean. The Connecticut legislators who were present include, quote, Chairman Senator Gerritana, Representative Johnson, Senators Holder Winfield, Kane, Musto, Slossberg, Welsh, Representatives Arconti, Betts, Cook, Conroy, Davis, DiMicchio, Hovey, Clarides, Maroney, P. Miller, Perillo, Riley, Ryan, Sayers, Scribner, Srinivasan, Turkiak, Widlitz, Zoni, and Ziobron, unquote. Really, the crowd was that big. That is a very big committee. I've already, in part, done a NaturoCrit blog post about part of the ND's testimony, titled, quote, ND Brady 2014 CGA.CT.gov Testimony, wherein Senator Gerritana's PHC gets a big fat falsehood, unquote. But here, I want to make sure we hear from all three testifying NDs. Here's ND Brady speaking with the, quote, public health, unquote, chair, Senator Gerritana. N.D. Brady states, quote, the licensed naturopathic physician, attends a doctoral level 4-year naturopathic medical school and is educated in all of the same basic sciences as an MD using all evidence-based tools. We take rigorous national exams called NPLEX, and in the end, what we're asking for is nothing more than fairness and equity as a profession, the modern naturopathic medical profession, unquote. So there we have science mentioned, evidence, rigor, fairness, equity, and the of the professions claim. Senator Giratana asks, quote, do you follow in your curriculum at the University of Bridgeport? Do you follow evidence-based science in your studies and your curriculum work, unquote? N.D. Brady replies, quote, of course, yeah, our program is an evidence-based curriculum, an evidence-based curriculum, unquote. Senator Giratana follows up, quote, it's a scientific evidence-based curriculum, unquote. And N.D. Brady answers, quote, yes, absolutely, unquote. And I'm torn between exclaiming holy cow and bullshit. Perhaps I'll say holy cow shit and holy naturoscatolalia. That's the claim by N.D. Brady, doctoral science at a university subset, patent non-science junk mixed with science. Yeah, absolutely. And I'll call this science-illiterate sectarian pontification. And I think I'm being nice there, because truly science is being denied, and someone is so full of themselves that they think that while denying science, they can decree scientific status. All hail David M. Brady, who, obviously in comparison to the Connecticut State Board of Education, quote, position statement on science education, unquote, needs to, quote, refine and strengthen his scientific content, knowledge, and scientific inquiry skills to then be able to distinguish between unsubstantiated claims and those that have valid and reliable substantiation, unquote. There's also testimony from N.D. Leva, who states, quote, my name is Rick Leva. I'm a naturopathic physician. I am also the chairperson of the Legislative Committee for the Connecticut Naturopathic Physician Association. Senator Giratana, Representative Johnson, and the rest of the Public Health Committee members, I come to you today to ask that you support the attachment of bill language for the modernization of the naturopathic scope of practice and attach it to House Bill 5537, the modernization of the 90-year-old naturopathic practice set, unquote. So there's that word again, quote, modernization, unquote. And N.D. Leva states, quote, N.D.s are sufficiently educated and trained, unquote. He also, at one point, rather ironically says, quote, we do have to do certain double speaks and semantics, unquote. Taken together, I'd say, go to UB's contents, see how crappy their science subset homeopathy and kind standards are, and therein we have verbal shenanigans galore. The new bill won't relieve that naturopathic M.O., it further sanctions it. N.D. Prenguber, the UB page, quote, Marcia Prenguber, new dean of UB College of Naturopathic Medicine, unquote, states, quote, Dr. Prenguber holds a doctorate in natural medicine, a master of science in education administration from California State University, Fullerton, and a master of science in education from Johns Hopkins University. The university and the College of Naturopathic Medicine could not be more pleased to have such an experienced physician and leader within the naturopathic medicine community join us, said UB Vice Provost of Health Sciences, Dr. David Brady. The university is committed to attracting the brightest and most innovative leaders in all programs within the UB Division of Health Sciences, and the addition of Dr. Prenguber is the latest demonstration of that commitment, unquote. Another NCNM graduate, and so much science labeling. Interesting, overall, how, even though a year has gone by or so, in which N.D. Prenguber has become the dean of UBCNM, with her education, quote, science, unquote, accolades and all, that UB's language describing naturopathy has not changed. NCNM's much more transparent language has not been adopted, yet preponderantly those two versions of describing naturopathy are supposedly all the same, because naturopathy tells us it is, quote, distinct, unquote, and, quote, distinguished, unquote, by those principles. Obviously, for Connecticut, the NCNM stuff is apparently okay to code at UB. Connecticut citizens don't deserve to know, so they can then freely decide. And as consumers, they are merely marks to be exploited. While transparency is a necessity in the sciences, yes, such a commitment, such a commitment. Incidentally, I have archived a 2011 cancer.goshenhealth.org webpage. Quote, Cancer Center doctor discusses naturopathic medicine and cancer prevention on Fort Wayne PBS 39, unquote, featuring Andy Prenguber, which states, quote, naturopathic physicians cooperate with all other branches of medical science. And at Goshen Center for Cancer Care, Dr. Marcia Prenguber, ND, and her staff use naturopathic medicine to strengthen the body's own internal cancer-fighting abilities. Naturopathic medicine utilizes a variety of modalities to achieve these goals, including the therapeutic use of nutrients, as well as botanical medicine, hydrotherapy, massage, and homeopathy, unquote. So there's that broad, so broad science claim upon naturopathy as supposed branch of medical science, and there's coded vitalism and homeopathy. This was a place N.D. Prenguber worked before becoming dean of UBCNM. Unfortunately, the page is no longer live, and it is blocked by robots in terms of archive.org, but I do have it video screen captured and saved. Again, this I'll call science illiterate sectarian pontification. GoshenHealth.org is part of Indiana University, which is IUHealth.org. Quackademic medicine marches on. Indiana University's current form, quote, Department of Naturopathic Medicine Consent to Consultation, unquote, is interesting. It states, quote, Doctors of Naturopathic Medicine, NDs, receive extensive training in basic medical sciences, anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, pathology. Doctors of Naturopathic Medicine focus on strategies such as clinical nutrition, homeopathy, botanicals, hydrotherapy, among others. National standards of care and practice, as well as peer review process, have evolved in support of naturopathic medicine, unquote. So there's that as-if-science-based posture, then homeopathy, and the absurd claim that somehow modern medical standards have degraded so far that empty pills such as homeopathy, falsely posed as efficacious to a cancer patient, are acceptable. I feel sickened. Apparently, on staff now is Andy Moore, a Bastyr graduate, and a search site, iuhealth.org, naturopathic or naturopathy medicatrix, has no results. The N.D. Prenguber testimony. The UBCNM dean states to the Connecticut legislators, quote, My name is Marcia Prenguber. I am a naturopathic physician, and I've recently returned to the state of Connecticut to live and work here as a newly appointed dean of the College of Naturopathic Medicine at the University of Bridgeport. I received my naturopathic medicine degree from the College of Naturopathic Medicine in Oregon, NCNM. I also completed a residency in naturopathic oncology. I am the past president of the Council on Naturopathic Medical Education. The U.S. Department of Education recognized program accrediting body for naturopathic schools. That experience provided me with the skills to evaluate the academic and clinical aspects of the naturopathic schools and evaluate each program against the rigorous standards of the accrediting body, unquote. So there's NCNM, that scary term, naturopathic oncology, CNME, and U.S. Department of Education, and rigorous standards claimed. Do you believe she said rigorous? Wine plus mud equals wine standards, in my humble opinion. She goes on, quote, My most recent role prior to my appointment at the university was the Director of Integrative Care at Indiana University Health Goshen Center for Cancer Care, an integrative cancer treatment center. Naturopathic doctors have the training in the use of botanical, nutritional, and pharmaceutical medications that can provide safe healthcare approaches to support their patients to restore and maintain health, unquote. So there's that Indiana University place that stated broadly science subset non-science, and no mention of that H word just then, homeopathy. Then the transcript tells us, quote, Senator Gerritana speaking, So with respect to the resources you're using in certain types of homeopathy in your practices, the materials for that aspect of your practice, where are you getting those materials from? The homeopathy materials, unquote. Wow, there's that one thing that truly is the one thing that hugely belies naturopathy's science labeling. Just wow. N.D. Prenguber answers, quote, well, it's actually a pretty long history with the use of homeopathy. There have been more research trials that have been done in recent years to evaluate them, unquote. Well, actually, all the big quality stuff has dismissed homeopathy in recent years. But the ND cites one trial from 20 years ago, stating, quote, there is a relatively well-known trial that was done in Nicaragua with the use of homeopathy in children with diarrhea. They found that, in fact, the homeopathy was what made the difference. And so we use those bases of information, trials, to help in the teaching of the use of that, unquote. So there's the UBCNM ND Dean, who has stated this huge rigor background, and as regards ND Prenguber's in support of homeopathy citation, I'm gobsmacked. That is the epitome of cherry-picking. Ignore what science has been doing for 20 years, and pick a crappy study that tells you what you want to hear. By the year 2014, the 2009 House of Commons vast and hugely rigorous study came out that said homeopathy is useless. As in, quote, to maintain patient trust, choice, and safety, the government should not endorse the use of placebo treatments, including homeopathy. Homeopathy should not be funded on the NHS, and the MHRA should stop licensing homeopathic products, unquote. But only an obscure, weak, flawed, low-ranking, aged study from 1994, 20 years before, was cited by the UBCNM dean and former CNME president as if that's a literature review, as if that is somehow acceptable, as if that is rigor. Doctoral level science rigor? I think not. What really disgusts me is how the ND is not corrected by the chair of the Public Health Committee regarding her homeopathy bullshit citation. Obviously, the state of Connecticut is aware of the presence of homeopathy within UB's naturopathy and UB Naturopathy's claims that naturopathy's contents are absolutely, or in an absolute sense, science-based. Yet, if the chair of the PHC can't recognize patent nonsense posing as science, well, I am disgusted. I find UB's agents' claims absurd and false. I find the operation and the lack of knowledge of the PHC to be absurd and pathetic. Obviously, naturopaths ignore the findings of science, pick what they want from the body of literature, and pretend, no matter how absurd. Obviously, the PHC is a rubber stamp without rigor, without any scientific chops. These are hugely reversed values. Now, a certain ORAC and editor at sciencebasedmedicine.org did a 2007 blog post at scienceblogs.com titled, quote, Studying Homeopathy in Third World Countries, unquote. He noted, regarding such homeopathy studies, quote, this study purported to show a treatment effect, although it was small and arguable whether, even if real, it would be clinically significant. This study was riddled with methodological difficulties, including failure to control for diet and the level of dehydration and previous treatment interventions. Finally, they did not use optimal recommended methods for quantifying diarrhea output, unquote. Why use controls and accurate measuring when you want to show that what you believe works, not whether or not it truly works? Why be rigorous when you don't have to? Why generate firm evidence when all you need is diarrhea? Yet Andy Prenguber had said to the PHC, quote, in fact, the homeopathy was what made the difference, unquote. As if that's even possible to know from the so shittily designed study. Other State of Connecticut pages and naturopathy. CTDHE.org. The University of Bridgeport's College of Naturopathic Medicine is the only naturopathy program that lists at ctdhe.org when naturopathic is searched for. And that listing links to bridgeport.edu, UB's web portal, all without context, without warning. Imagine a State Department of Agriculture linking to and therein promoting a school of magic bean farming. Imagine a State Department of Aeronautics linking to and therein promoting a school of flying carpets. Imagine a state zoo claiming they have actual unicorns, with all of them taking your money based on falsehood with .gov promotion. quote, we the people, unquote, they take from. At the ctdhe.org page, quote, program inventory search results, University of Bridgeport, unquote, we're told, quote, doctor's degree, naturopathic medicine, unquote. Or shall I say, doctor of magic beans, flying carpets, and unicorn tears. Many documents up at ctdhe.org repeat the claim, science subset naturopathy, would you believe? Again, all without warning in partnership. Of course, this is eager and shallow State of Connecticut endorsement of and partnership with UB Naturopathy, as opposed to impartial and rigorous analysis and scrutiny, regulation, and consumer protection. It is disgusting. For example, there's, quote, agenda meeting of the Board of Governors for Higher Education, Housatonic Community College, Bridgeport, Connecticut, October 15th, 2008, unquote. The root, quote, cyan, unquote, S-C-I-N, is in this document at least 83 times. It states, quote, the university's health sciences, which includes naturopathic medicine and acupuncture, unquote. That's the claim, science subset naturopathy and acupuncture. There's, quote, agenda board of governors for higher education, Department of Higher Education, Hartford, Connecticut, January 20th, 2010, unquote, which has the term, quote, health sciences, unquote, in there at least 30 times. It states, quote, the University of Bridgeport's Health Science Division currently offers degrees in dental hygiene, nutrition, acupuncture, chiropractic, and naturopathic medicine, new degree programs, Bachelor of Health Science, University of Bridgeport, institution, University of Bridgeport, item, licensure of a program in health science, leading to the Bachelor of Health Science BS degree, the university's connection with and commitment to the health sciences sector in Bridgeport. The University of Bridgeport has applied for licensure for a program in health science to the Board of Governors for Higher Education, the graduate health sciences programs, to provide high-quality education in health sciences for state and regional residents by offering a bachelor's degree program in health sciences, unquote. So my impression is, with science subset non-science going strong at UB since the naturopathy program started in 1997, that's getting to be now 20 years of operation, full speed ahead with giving UB permission to increase the size of a rotting epistemic tumor eating away at scientific integrity and freedom of belief by way of a new, quote, health sciences, unquote, bachelor degree. Now, I wonder what the mandate for the CTDHE is. Well, it turns out CTDHE.org is only an archived site since 2011. According to its homepage, quote, as of July 1st, 2011, the Board of Governors for Higher Education and the Department of Higher Education no longer exist. This website is being maintained for archival purposes only. For current information, please go to the Board of Regents for Higher Education, ct.edu, and the Office of Higher Education, ctohe.org, unquote. Perhaps, why have one government organization do a terrible job when you can split it into two? So let's go where we've been pointed to. What I realize, too, is that I, as a nationally certified post-secondary instructor, have ethical obligations within that membership which are quite violated by what I am about to detail and I have detailed, such as, quote, I shall remain current in my knowledge and skills. I shall be honest. I shall respect and obey the law and all regulations within the law that serve to protect the public in connection to matters of practice related to my professional responsibilities. I agree to uphold high standards of professional behavior at all times, unquote. CT.edu, the Board of Regents for Higher Education. This entity apparently covers just Connecticut state colleges and universities, the ones they own and run. By the way, Connecticut's UConn does host a naturopathic radio show by N.D. Storch. That is for another podcast episode at some point, though. CTOHE.org, the Office of Higher Education. This entity seems to be what covers schools like UB in Connecticut because, in, quote, about us, unquote, we're told, quote, the Office of Higher Education seeks to advance the promise of post-secondary education for all state residents and to advocate on behalf of students, taxpayers, and the post-secondary schools and colleges which fall under its purview. The office carries out its mission by assuring that students have access to post-secondary institutions which meet the highest standards of academic quality by administering the state's student financial aid programs and by serving as an information and consumer protection resource. Key state responsibilities. abilities include the licensure and accreditation of Connecticut's independent colleges and universities, programmatic and institutional, nonprofit and for-profit, unquote. Well, might I ask you fulfill that noble mission and mandate, quote, on behalf of students, taxpayers, unquote, while also, quote, the post-secondary schools and colleges, unquote. I wonder which of those two groups truly is favored and are partnered with. Come on, this is post-secondary education in the United States, which is often a Wild West, as in lawless, feeding frenzy market, as in profitable, bank loan-funded, student exploitation-based industry. So often. Could those favored more so be the hugely financially endowed education entities? For instance, Yale University has an endowment of $24 billion, as opposed to their marks, the modern-day higher education consumer, the common person from all levels of income, who has to pay ridiculously exorbitant amounts to these schools, the government, and to banks to obtain an education beyond K-12 for a chance of, for the smell of, for just a promise of life-improving better employment. Now, currently, there are only two search results from CTOHE.org for, quote, naturopathic, unquote, and none for naturopathy, homeopathy, or homeopathic. There's, quote, Office of Higher Education, Institutional Program List, University of Bridgeport, unquote, which states, quote, Doctor's Degree, Naturopathic Medicine, unquote. And there's, quote, Health Occupation Training in Connecticut, unquote, which states, quote, Naturopathic Medicine at the University of Bridgeport, Bridgeport, unquote. So there's UB's naturopathy, fully state of Connecticut endorsed and filtered as, quote, supposedly, the highest standards of academic quality, embedded within a context of supposed consumer protection, unquote. CTOHE.org's promise is that students get, quote, the highest standards of academic quality, unquote. But the presence without warning of naturopathy as fully state of Connecticut endorsed and promoted naturopathy's for 20 years almost operation of science subset non-science breaks this promise so obviously. And it's simple to find. Just look at what UB contains and requires towards that ND degree. Look at what science legitimately supports. See the complete absurdity of science subset naturopathy subset homeopathy in kind, as in science subset non-science. Gross dereliction? I think so. Like when a PhD board is told science, then asks questions about homeopathy within that label, and proceedings continue as if all is rational. So the state of Connecticut as an education, quote, consumer protection resource, unquote? No, the primary customers are the schools, the banks, the accreditation bureaucracy. The marks, the citizens, are just to be kept happy and subservient enough to keep the gravy train rolling. Let's see if the state of Connecticut falsely claims science subset naturopathy online elsewhere without warning of the falsehood that such language is. Let's see how much more of an accomplice the state of Connecticut is in all of this. More other state of Connecticut pages. Now, a deep search, site ct.gov naturopathic, gets so many results. Now, before I do this, I'll complain. So many of the PDFs up on the web by ct.gov are unsearchable. As such, they are merely images, whose contents only list by way of google.com, because Google's spidering OCRs such PDFs. Now, that's not a big deal for me. I have Paperport, which can OCR for me, but it doesn't seem fair in terms of accessibility for the public in general. I think the state of Connecticut can do better, much better, for its citizens. So here are some more pages in no particular order of priority. From cga.ct.gov, there's the 2010 page, quote, HS Committee Hearing Transcript 4-3-2-2010, unquote, which states, quote, the new University of Bridgeport Health Science Center. In our Health Science Center, we have acupuncture, nursing, naturopathic, and chiropractic clinics, unquote. This is said by UB's Laurel Rizom. So that's the claim of science subset naturopathy at ct.gov. There's the cga.ct.gov page, quote, scope of practice determination for healthcare professions, October 1st, 2009, unquote, a PDF that is searchable, which gets the ND North American licensure exam involved, the NPLEX. It mentions, quote, licensure requirements. 4NDs in Connecticut graduated from a school of naturopathy approved by the Connecticut State Board of Naturopathic Examiners and Department of Public Health with award of the Doctor of Naturopathy degree, successfully completed both the Basic Sciences, Part 1, and Clinical Sciences Examination, Part 2, of the Naturopathic Physician Licensing Examination, unquote. So there's both sections of the ND licensure exam categorically labeled science, and did you know that within Part 2 is homeopathy, absurd, and .gov sanctioned. There's the unsearchable cga.ct.gov PDF, quote, testimony of Mariah Hinchy, ND, submitted to the Public Health Committee Wednesday, February 20th, 2013, unquote, which also mentions that NPLEX. It states, quote, NDs are broadly trained in the preclinical sciences and the clinical disciplines and are educated in all of the same basic sciences and clinical diagnostic methods at the same level as medical and osteopathic doctors. The MPLEX Part 2 Core Clinical Science Examination, and it mentions National University of Health Sciences, NUHS, Chicago, Illinois, the Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine Program at NUHS, unquote. I think that's the claim of same kind of science as preponderant doctoral science. But does preponderant doctoral science include patent non-science? I think not, .gov. There's the Connecticut Department of Health unsearchable PDF of very low quality, but very large. Quote, the Connecticut Naturopathic Physicians Association request for a change in the scope of practice of naturopathic physicians licensed in Connecticut, August 14th, 2013, unquote. The word science is in there at least 139 times, and sciences at least 79 times. There are such statements as, quote, NDs are educated in all of the same basic sciences and clinical diagnostic methods at the same level as medical and osteopathic doctors. The University of Bridgeport has a growing division of health sciences committed to providing excellent degree programs in integrative medicine, including naturopathic medicine. Dr. David Brady, Vice Provost of the UB Division of Health Sciences, unquote. The root homeop is in there at least 40 times. There are such statements as, quote, naturopathic treatment modalities include, but are not limited to, homeopathic medicine. As of the August 2007 exam administration, the 9 Part 2 core clinical science examinations have been integrated into a single case-based examination that includes homeopathy, unquote. And the abbreviation NPLEX is in there at least 26 times. There are such statements as, quote, naturopathic physicians take a rigorous professional board examination termed the Naturopathic Physicians Licensing Exam, NPLEX. Connecticut's overall commitment to patients' health and safety in connection with naturopathic medicine is underscored by Connecticut's requirement that only NDs who have successfully completed the rigorous NPLEX exam are eligible for licensure. The purpose of the NPLEX examinations is to ensure that the candidate for licensure has the knowledge necessary to practice safely. The Part 1 Biomedical Science Examination is based on competencies established by the faculty of the naturopathic colleges. It assesses the student's level of knowledge needed for clinical training. The Part 2 Clinical Science Examinations are designed to measure clinical readiness to practice naturopathic medicine and are based on competencies derived from a job analysis of practicing naturopathic physicians, unquote. I've just quoted the naturopath's assurance that their epistemic rigor leads to, quote, safety, unquote, twice. But how does NPLEX, how does naturopathy's epistemic weirdness ensure, quote, safety, unquote, if inherently naturopathy continually ignores the findings of science? Such as how naturopathy ignores the very true fact that homeopathy is hugely science-ejected. And, of course, practicing naturopathic physicians love to label themselves science-based anyway and practice homeopathy. So it's not hard to extrapolate to this circumstance. With prescription rights, NDs will continue to ignore the findings of science and therein won't be practicing safely in terms of the science of pharmacology. And if they say, well, we'll make an exception in terms of the science of pharmacology and actually adhere to rigorous scientific standards, my my question then is, why should the other areas within naturopathy not get such equal treatment? Why should those other inherently naturopathic areas, such as homeopathy in kind, receive such epistemic charity? Isn't that hugely hypocritical? N.D. Brady had asked for, quote, fairness and equity as a profession, unquote. Well, rigorously analyzing naturopathy is truly what is fair, equitable, and professional. There's no term medicatrix in the document, according to my OCR version, and the section, quote, Principles of Naturopathic Medicine, unquote, codes naturopathy's essential vitalism, merely stating, quote, number 6, the healing power of nature. Naturopathic medicine recognizes the body's natural healing ability and trusts that the body has the innate wisdom and intelligence to heal itself if given the proper guidance and tools, unquote. So you can't even get the principles at the heart of naturopathy transparently communicated in documents submitted to the state by naturopathy. And there's the Connecticut.gov Department of Public Health webpage, quote, Naturopathic Physician Licensing Requirements, unquote, which states, quote, in order to be eligible for licensure in Connecticut, an applicant must have graduated from a school of naturopathy approved by the Connecticut State Board of Naturopathic Examiners and Department of Public Health with the award of the Doctor of Naturopathy degree. Approved schools include only those schools accredited or in candidate status with the Council on Naturopathic Medical Education, CNME, and have successfully completed both the Basic Sciences Part 1 and Clinical Sciences Examination Part 2 of the Naturopathic Physician Licensing Examination and PLEX, unquote. Conclusion and an answer to my episode question. First, I'd like to mention that the state of Connecticut apparently does, as in does, make epistemic distinctions, like the distinction between actual science and fake science, aka pseudoscience. At the Connecticut State Department of Education, sde.ct.gov, in the document, quote, Project Concept Science Units, unquote, we're told, quote, astrology is a pseudoscience which links the position of the stars to human events and behavior, unquote. And I have to ask, why is astrology claimed as science, fake and false, while the .gov so eagerly promotes naturopathic pseudoscience without telling us it is super pseudo and fake? In other words, why is it that at lower K through 12 education levels, much lower than UB's university and college doctoral education level, we have robust epistemic delineation, and yet further up in what usually is a greatly more rigorous level, the doctoral level, we have gross epistemic conflation and misrepresentation. We have hugely crappy intellectual, academic, commercial, and clinical activity. I don't have an answer regarding this UBCNM disease, the naturopath illogical. By the way, I highly enjoy the fact that that pseudoscience term containing sde.ct.gov document has, quote, gifted and talented, unquote, in its web address. I must admit that I was a TAG student in 5th and 6th grade, as in Talented and Gifted program, as it was termed in New York State. Let me return to CNPA's web pages for a moment. Now, you might think that the state organization for naturopaths in Connecticut would be detailed enough, as opposed to opaque, about Vis Medicatrix Naturae, their motto, particularly because, as I've demonstrated, it is central to the naturopathy sectarian principle set. But regarding their Vis Medicatrix Naturae, you get nothing explained by way of CNPA online currently that I can find. Really, nothing at all. Searching CNPA, I get presently one result for, quote, power, unquote. There's the CNPA page, quote, Lynette M. Guida, N.D., unquote, who is a former classmate from my time at UBCNM, who states, quote, Dr. Lynette M. Guida believes the healing power of nature ensures that the body has the capacity to heal itself. Her wide range of therapeutics includes homeopathy and acupuncture. She received her naturopathic degree from the University of Bridgeport College of Naturopathic Medicine and is a member of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians and the Connecticut Society of Naturopathic Physicians, unquote. But there's no contextualization of that healing power of nature, aka vis medicatrix naturae. There's no transparency. And believe it or not, there's only one result for, quote, medicatrix, unquote, at CNPA. There's the page, quote, 2014 conference update, unquote, which mentions, quote, the vis medicatrix naturae, unquote, but it is in no way informingly contextualizing. Wow, how uninformative this whole CNPA online presence is. Again, it's CNPA's motto and naturopathy's central premise. Now, in terms of science, because NDs love using that as a marketing label, as we've seen so abundantly, you get, for example, the CNPA page, quote, Michael Gazy, ND, unquote, who is a former instructor I had at UBCNM. And this actually gets us to medicatrix in a strange way, because it's misspelled on the page. ND Gazy writes, quote, Dr. Michael Gazy graduated from the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland, Oregon, the oldest institution in the United States dedicated to the study and research of naturopathic sciences. Naturopathic physicians are primary care doctors, clinically trained in natural therapies. Their philosophy is vis mediatrix, that is spelled wrong, it should be medicatrix, naturae, nature is the healer of all diseases. Their practice is based on the same basic biomedical science foundation that allopathic medicine is. Their philosophies and approaches, though, differ considerably from their conventional counterparts, unquote. So yes, medicatrix spelled wrong by an NCNM graduate at an AANP state chapter. And that's quite the science claim upon naturopathy by an NCNM graduate by way of, quote, naturopathic sciences, unquote, quote, same, unquote, science, quote, foundation, unquote, and that slur NDs use for modern medicine that I consider so inaccurate, quote, allopathic, unquote. Do I have to point out the inconsistency of naturopathy stated as based on a philosophy, as in belief set like vitalism and supernaturalism in kind, and also stated as equally science-based, while those contents are so much so in huge conflict, as in different things, at the most fundamental level? It's like saying we're based on astronomy, the science, as a foundation, and good things are coming your way this month because you're a Gemini. Astronomy is not astrology, by far, and science and a belief set containing the science exterior are not compatible at a most basic of rational levels, aka the naturopath illogical. And Gazy is an NCNM graduate, where we got so much more shown to us online about naturopathy's innards. The stuff we don't get in Connecticut. Now, when you search the CNPA site with, quote, to educate, unquote, you get, quote, how and why to speak to your legislator, unquote, which states, quote, this law modernization is a joint effort between the University of Bridgeport College of Naturopathic Medicine and the CNPA. UB needs this law updated so it can more efficiently meet its education mandate. This is the perfect opportunity to educate your local state senator and state representative about the naturopathic medical profession. Meeting with legislators establishes a relationship, provides education and understanding of our profession. Educate them about your profession and issues, unquote. Excellent. I will be delivering this podcast right to each of them, all of them on the Public Health Committee. And I'll say, as I often say, how can you be a profession if you are based on falsehood? How can you educate when your own education was miseducation? I think UB Naturopathy has other greater issues that need to be taken care of before increasing its footprint, like how, quote, science, unquote, is falsely used as a categorical label upon contents that patently aren't science, on what is, in fact, science ejected, while over the years, UB has taken so much money from people based upon these false premises, labels, and requirements. This is unbelievable. Who has ever heard of a university and college fully sanctioned in so many ways that is not meeting its educational mandate in such a gross manner? Incidentally, at CNPA, there are many results for homeopathy. So many, actually. Let me pick one. There's the CNPA page, quote, Darren Ingalls, ND, unquote, which states he uses homeopathy, and at his practice, he lauds homeopathy's, quote, effectiveness, unquote. According to his bio, the ND is a Bastyr graduate, the Washington State institution that claims, quote, science-based, unquote, as a categorical label upon the contents of Naturopathy Land. In the past, he states, he has, quote, served on the board of directors for the Naturopathic Physicians Licensing Exam, NPLEX, as the chair of microbiology, immunology, and homeopathy, unquote. Andy Ingalls has an interesting practice. His diagnostics and therapeutics there are, shall I venture to say, fringe and dubious. N.D. Ingalls states he does, quote, assessment, unquote, with, quote, the Orion, a non-invasive, computer-based, electrodermal screening instrument, unquote, EDS, for, quote, evaluating sensitivities to many different substances, unquote. He tells us the Orion is, quote, state-of-the-art technology, combining the principles of computer engineering and quantum physics, unquote. Sure. Also, regarding this EDS, electrodermal screening, Andy Engel states on one of his practice pages, which is an excerpt from the book, quote, Cutting Edge Therapies for Autism 2011 to 2012, unquote, ISBN 161-6082-526, quote, electrodermal screening, EDS, is an effective method of determining a child's sensitivities. EDS is an effective means to measure delayed or subtle sensitivities that are often missed through conventional allergy testing, and sublingual immunotherapy, SLIT, is equally or more effective than allergy shots in reducing allergy and asthma symptoms. SLIT is a safe, effective treatment that should be considered as a first-line therapy for the treatment of allergies and asthma in children with autism, unquote. Yet, regarding EDS, at sciencebasedmedicine.org, MD, as in medical doctor, Hall, writes in a 2013 article, quote, bogus electrodermal testing devices and the failure of regulators to act, unquote, quote, electrodermal testing is a bogus procedure where measurements of skin conductance are entered into a computer to diagnose non-existent health problems and to recommend treatments for them, often involving the sale of homeopathic remedies and other useless products. I've written about electrodermal testing before. I've explained how it amounts to fooling patients with a computerized magic eight ball. Claims of FDA approval are false. The people who promote these devices claim that they are FDA approved. They are not. Electrodermal testing is clearly bogus and illegal. Inaction on the part of regulators has allowed it to persist and to defraud patients, unquote. Of course, this is naturopathy land. Who has consumer rights in naturopathy land? Nobody. So what are the ethics of using unapproved diagnostic devices that then lead to treatments based on the fake results, the unreliable results, the bogus results of those devices? Who has ever heard of a collection of so-called physicians, these CNPA members, whose ideas and activities are based on so much nonsense and falsehood, carried out with such opacity and .gov support? And let me revisit the, quote, toxin boogeyman, unquote, just one more time, this time through UB. There's UB's webpage, quote, Pediatric and Autism Clinic, unquote, which states, quote, looking at your child from a different point of view from your conventional pediatrician can help discover if toxins are adding or causing the symptoms in your child, unquote. And the catalog, quote, Division of Health Sciences Graduate Programs, unquote, speaks of, quote, a current research project employing the use of phase contrast microscopy to detect circulating toxins in the blood and explore the implications of endotoxin overload, unquote. Those mythical endotoxins of naturopathy. Yet I don't see how looking through a microscope that's used to image live cells is useful for directly detecting what is actually even so much smaller stuff at the chemical level. Another diagnostic magic eight ball, but don't expect toxin boogeyman stuff to make sense. because there's no there there, and they're looking with the wrong instrument anyway, as far as I can figure out. Now, an answer to my episode question. My episode 9 question, which is admittedly rather long-winded, is, quote, if naturopathy at its core violates preponderant modern values concerning the physician-patient relationship, for example, transparency and patient empowerment, as opposed to archaic opacity and paternalism, and violates preponderant modern boundaries as regards science, for example, that science is a rather specifically defined epistemic delineation, as opposed to an archaic, vague epistemic conflation, can this political process that is happening this 2015 in Connecticut accurately be termed modernization, or is it a kind of corruption? Unquote. Well, nowhere do I see naturopathy institutions or individual naturopaths clearly stating that their essential marketing label, quote, science, unquote, is not a correct label for naturopathy, categorically speaking. Nor do they clearly state that their naturopathy unique, or as I termed in part one, quote, inherent, unquote, therapies and diagnostics are largely bullshit. That manipulative opacity and what I then interpret as an, quote, it is so because we said so, unquote, authoritarianism, paternalism, sectarianism is in direct violation of modern medical values. Those values include upholding the integrity of science, respecting patient autonomy and therein informed consent, and protecting patients' commercial rights. So all of that is the opposite of what they're calling, quote, modernization, unquote. It's a corruption of scientific integrity. It's a corruption of so much. It is a reversal of values. And I'll be watching what's going on here in Corrupticut and other states as well, because it's a lot of fun to do this, honestly, and it feels good. Also, for those who wish to pick up the sword, as I have done in this matter, this episode's transcript will contain links to webpages at the National Whistleblower Center for Connecticut pertaining law, Oregon pertaining law, and Washington State pertaining law. The National Whistleblower Center also has a page for attorney referral, and they have an online confidential form for reporting fraud. This has been
the Natural Crit Podcast.